Are you a good driver? Yes. Are you a good lover? Yes. Oh, I'm doing great.
Dad, those are just the names of the quizzes. You're supposed to open the magazine.
My way is easier.
Why don't you be the quizmaster and ask other people the questions?
Ooh, quizmaster, yes. That would entertain me briefly.
And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not.
Ladies, gentlemen, quiz fans all around the world, welcome to a very special bonus episode of Sabrina's Witch Trials. That's right, folks, it's time for another very exciting episode of the Challenge of the Quizmaster, one of everyone's favorite sub-podcasts to Sabrina's Witch Trials. Now, when I say sub, I don't mean, like, in terms of sub and dom. That would be weird if this podcast was that. It's not. So for all of you people tuning in to hear some sub content, try one of probably several thousand other podcasts. No, here at this podcast, what we do is I'm Alex Adouju. Hello, everyone. Thank you for stopping by and listening to this far. I take a friend who stops by and I quiz them with one of BuzzFeed's best, air quotes, quizzes to find out a little bit about them, a little bit about myself, and certainly make some fire content, which is, of course, what all podcasters get into the game to do. And today, folks, I have invited back on to the Challenge of the Quizmaster one of, if not the most beloved guests in Sabrina's Witch Trials history. She wasn't here for a long time, but she's been here for a short time. That's not how that phrase goes. Good time? Sure. Leah Dustin is back. Leah, hi. Hello. How are you doing? Welcome back.
Hello. I hope that here you will insert some audience applauding.
If you like. I'm really going to have to dust off the soundboard for this episode, apparently.
Sure. Well, when you started talking about subs, I thought the direction that was going was like Subway. Eat fresh.
That's right. We never eat fresh here.
We only eat junk.
That's true. I just had two burgers before this podcast, so I'm ready to go.
Did you?
Yes, I had two. Well, they were keto burgers because the bread was like a zero net carb, like rye bread.
Ah.
But the burgers were all beef patties, baby.
Yeah, I had Chick-fil-A.
You sure did. Check Leah's recent tweets for more hot Chick-fil-A content.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with a chicken sandwich, everyone. Never forget.
A weird point to make, but a good point to make, I guess. Just for all you people out there struggling with the coronavirus, God bless, and never forget, there's nothing wrong with a chicken sandwich. Somewhere in the future, those words will be inscribed on some monument. Leah holding the American flag and a Chick-fil-A sandwich high in the air. I can't wait to visit that when I'm
That's
in Washington.
Right. Put that one on my grave.
There you go. Anywho, we're here, as I said.
We are not. We are apart. We're social distancing.
We are. We're being...
Don't give them the wrong idea.
We're right next to each other, actually. We're within 3 inches of each other in spirit.
In spirit.
We really took the social distancing thing quite seriously, so...
Yeah. They said social distance, and I was like, yo, I gotta go miles away.
Yes, you did. Better safe than close to Al, as I always say. but yeah, you're up in the great state of Massachusetts. I'm here in the better...
Jeez. What? Good thing I'm not hiding out from anyone.
Nah, good point, yeah. No one's better at hiding out than the person who's like, I'm going to hide out, but let's do podcasts. sorry, the great state of generic northeastern state who love Dem Pats.
You could say New England. That's broad.
That's true. A lot of broads in New England. Thank you for giving that joke all it deserved and a little bit more, honestly. but yes, you're in Massachusetts. I'm here in New York. And of course... The last time you were on the Quizmaster, we talked about a Massachusetts tradition that has now gone by the wayside. That, of course, being the hot cup.
Ah.
The hot cup caused a big hot controversy up there, and now it's gone.
A big hot controversy, yeah. No more.
How have the people of the state adapted to the new no hot cup agenda that Duncan is trying to push, Leah? You're our roving reporter now.
You know.
A lot of sadness in the streets.
I think they got over it pretty quickly.
Shocking, isn't it?
I haven't heard any backlash.
People go to a Dunkin', don't get a hot cup, go, oh, that's weird. And the next time, it's just normal.
I mean, although now people are just happy to even have the opportunity to get it.
That's true.
At all. So
does your Dunkin'
deliver? We pick and choose our battles. They don't deliver.
They don't? Ours here do.
They do?
Yeah.
That's weird.
The one by you in the city does.
They always delivered, though.
Who did? Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, a lot of Dunkins, at least in New York City, deliver now.
Didn't they always?
No, not always.
Oh. I mean, maybe they would if they weren't drive-thrus, but they're drive-thrus.
That's true. You guys do have drive-thrus. It does make a lot of things a lot easier. You guys have drive-thru banks and drive-thru pharmacies and drive-thru gynecologists, I assume.
No, but listen, drive-thrus are a pretty normal thing for people out in the burbs.
I call them townies.
Yeah, they are townies.
I look down on them is what I'm saying, Leah. Anywho, as many listeners quickly turn off this podcast in protest of my opinions on townies, I'm kidding, folks.
Townies they're a creature.
They're a creature.
Definitely, it's a real thing. It's a real thing, a townie.
I feel like they're going to be more offended by what you just said than what I said. They're a creature. They're like a New Jersey devil just living in the woods, just, you know, coming out, chomping down little animals and going back in the woods.
Just living in the land of comfort and, like, doing townie things and knowing all the townies around them.
And God bless them, because
someone has to do it.
Exactly. How else would us metropolitan folk feel so elitist and special if we didn't have the townies?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're all gone now. Townies was also the name of a sitcom in 1996 starring Dharma and Greg's Jenna Elfman and Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls. And Molly Ringwald, actually, also.
Carrie, Shannon, and Denise are townies, lifelong friends who can tell each other anything, even about the men in their lives.
Ryan's face when he's having sex.
Well, it's kind of a funny eye thing that he does where they kind of like roll back in his head.
No. It's more like this. A joke! People, it's just a joke!
Molly Ringwald in Townies, 1 week from Wednesday on ABC.
Oh, do you think you'll ever be a townie?
I mean, depending on the town, I wouldn't hate like a more suburban day-to-day life, even if it's not like, even if it was like there was a major metropolitan city like an hour's drive away that I could go to on weekends or whatever. I wouldn't hate that.
On the weekend.
Yeah, you know, party time, as I call it. Anyway, you dirty little townie, it's now time for the quiz of the episode. That requires some clapping because of all this faffing we've been doing.
Faffing?
Yeah, look it up. It's a British and Australian term. Anyway,
I know we used to do that at my old work. We used to faff people.
Note to future Al, just cut out that one bit of audio and use that as the trailer for this episode on Instagram. Because that'll get the listeners. If for no other reason than the answer to the question I'm about to ask, what did it mean when you used to do it at your old job? And do you want to mention what your old job was, or is it illegal?
Well, what does it mean in your context?
Yeah. Oh, around... I tell you.
What does it mean in your context?
On a payday, I used to have to faff 6-7 times a day. Well, people coming in with their money? I don't know. Well, when I say it, I just mean it means like, you know, dillying about, not getting to the point. What did it mean when you said it? Hold on, let me sit back and listen.
It stands for fitness analysis form.
That is not what I meant. And that was also not what we've been doing for the last 9 minutes.
No, we have not.
I haven't been holding a squat this whole time.
We haven't been talking about our fitness goals.
Tragically.
Our current fitness level.
I haven't used the word hypertrophy once.
Mm-mm.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
No, but all the faffing is behind us.
Yeah.
As you know, I like to pick a quiz to administer to my guest that is somewhat indicative of their personality.
I can't wait.
And I had a lot of ways to go with choosing a quiz for you. Of course, did my BuzzFeed research as I always do. But knowing you as absolutely well as I do, and knowing your varied interests, I decided to go with a little quiz that I thought you'd get quite the kick out of. Ooh. Called Which Version of Alanis Morissette Are You?
Yeah. Is this in honor of the concert that we are not going to?
Yes. Fuck you, coronavirus. Not only for, sadly, so many deaths, but also, you done cost us a nice night out at Jones Beach.
Yeah. Isn't that ironic?
It really is. In that it's not.
Can I make a prediction of what song I think I'm going to get?
Now, to be clear here.
Or hope I get what?
This isn't what Alanis Morissette song are you?
Oh.
This is.
I thought you said that.
Which version of Alanis Morissette are you? And part of why I picked this quiz is I have no idea what that means.
Me either.
I just want to find out what that comes out to be.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't know much about Alanis outside of Jagged Little Pill, the album.
I think her second one was also pretty big. I can remember the album cover of it, but I can't remember the actual title.
What did it look like?
Bright colors.
No, that's Jagged Little Pill.
No, but that's, Jagged Little Pill is like purple, isn't it?
I'm Googling it.
You and me both.
Are you really?
Yeah. This is the ability that I have as...
Quick pause, everyone. Go to a commercial break.
Yeah. Put in a commercial break for Smirnoff Sparkling Seltzers, which is what I'm drinking as we speak.
A drink for when Chelsea's having a gluten-free barbecue. And even though you don't know what gluten is, you want to go because Chelsea's cool and has a nice dog. Smirnoff Spiked Sparkling Seltzer, crafted to remove gluten.
Delicious. Have one today, folks. I have no idea what her albums were besides Jagged Little Pill. There we go.
Yeah, that's like the only big one.
MTV Unplugged. Under Rug Swept is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. What's on that? Oh, Hands Clean. Okay.
Yeah. Narcissus. That's actually Narcissus.
I don't know. Well, the...
So Unsexy.
The bottom line here is that Jagged Little Pill is the album.
Yeah, we should really talk for a second about your...
I would even go as far as to say that's like the album of my life.
Mm.
Like, you know how the MTV Awards, they give Album of the Year?
Yes.
Album of the Century? No, Person of the Century, I think they give.
So are you handing out your Moon Man to Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill?
Yeah, my Moon Man goes to Jagged Little Pill.
A solid choice.
Yeah.
And now here's Elton John and Eminem singing a rendition of some song. Also, I have to point this out. This is actually the second straight challenge of the Quizmaster wherein we're doing a quiz about a Canadian singer. As, of course, Phil was on the previous challenge of the Quizmaster where we did Which Shania Twain Song Are You?
Oh, what was he?
He was, I believe, You're Still the One.
Okay.
Great song. I also explained on that episode that Shania Twain is to me as Celine Dion is to you.
Oh, a classic?
Yeah. Secret loves, I mean. But anyway, of course, you do love Alanis Morissette. It's one of the first things I learned about you. to a surprising level, I would say, but not an unhealthy level. Not like you're going state to state to Alanis Morissette pop-ups. But
I think I'm honestly, I think there's a little confusion even within myself. Like,
mm-hmm. Isn't it ironically?
This episode just gave me the realization that maybe it's the album that I really love.
That's what we're here for on the Quizmaster.
But for self discoveries.
Yeah.
But because it's her album, I do love her because I love that she created the album.
Of course.
For me to love.
Yes. Are you ready?
I don't know. Yeah. Sorry, I'm in my head now. Okay, let's go.
I just like to think of the different kinds of Alanis Morissette you could be. So 95, Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. Dating Uncle Joey, Alanis Morissette.
Whoa, I forgot about that. Okay.
Current, like, hippie mom, Alanis Morissette. There's a lot of options.
Oh, my God. I hope I get that. Okay.
Hashtag goals. Here we go. I believe 5 questions?
That's it?
Wait. No. 8 or 9. I'm not good at counting here is the point, folks. All right. Question 1, Leah. You ready?
Ready.
Pick an accessory.
Ooh.
Long fingernails, winter hat and scarf, I know why you're laughing. You don't think I'm not telling that story.
Keep going.
Your birthday suit, how is that an accessory, I ask? Bra top.
Eh?
Bra top, so like a sports bra is what this is a photo of.
Okay, I don't think BuzzFeed knows what an accessory is.
Actually, it's a fair point, because aside from winter hat and scarf, none of these are an accessory.
I mean, I would say the long fingernails are.
Photo, you can't actually see it, but this photo isn't even like...
They're not like acrylics?
No, they're not like Lee press-on nails.
Lee?
Lee was a brand. Look, I make references to the late 80s and the early 90s. What am I going to do?
Okay.
These are the amazing Lee press-on nails. They press on in seconds. No glue, no mess.
They're not like classic, like, assistant clickety-clickety nails. No.
Yeah,
they're just, like, slightly grown out, like, French tip nails.
And what does the hat look like? Is it, like, a beanie hat?
Yes, it's like a knitted beanie with, like, a woven scarf.
So you, like, wear it because it's cold out, not because it's cute?
Exactly. Okay. I will also put you at ease, Leah, and let you know that the woman wearing the scarf and the hat is, in fact, a woman and not a man, because I know about your visceral reactions to men in scarves.
It's weird.
Folks, I'm going to take a minute just for Al to tell you that... They will care when I tell this story. Leah and I, when we and I started dating, which was the fall time... fallish winter, one of the first weird things that happened was I wore, because it was cold outside, an overcoat with a scarf, because we were going somewhere. And Leah had the visceral reaction as if I was wearing, like, a bra. Like, she was shocked that not only was I wearing a scarf, but that men wear scarves. Because apparently the land that she comes from, Massachusetts, is a land in which men walk around with, like, chafed necks for fear of being deemed a woman for wearing a neck covering. Do men just not wear scarves there?
I don't think so. I've never seen one.
I will have you know, though, listener, that after she said this, I did spend the whole day that we spent together just pointing out guys in the street wearing scarves and going, what's that woman doing over there? Well, that woman sure looks manly.
It's a big culture shock for me.
That's right. I moved to the big city and everyone's wearing a scarf. Now, your birthday suit is also not an accessory.
No.
Wear it because that'd be removing your skin.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the bra top because that's more of like something I like would wear.
Yeah.
Like on a normal occasion.
Mm-hmm. You are a dancer and fitness person.
Yeah, I'm a fitness person, so.
I didn't want to get super specific here. And look, we all know you've been faffing a lot everywhere, right?
Yeah, but yeah.
Faffing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't wear my birthday suit faffing people. So let's go with the bra top.
Now, Al, you've got two promotional audio clips to cut out. Bra top it is.
Okay.
That's Soylent Mishke!
Soylent Mishke!
That's the bra I gave her! She's wearing it as a top! A woman is walking around in broad daylight with nothing but a bra on! She's a menace to society!
Question two. Pick a date. So you've got Uncle Joey himself, Dave Coulier. I will also tell you that this is a recent photo of Dave Coulier, so not even like 1989 Uncle Joey. You're talking like 2015 Uncle Joey.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Fuller House.
Have you? And hated it. Mario Soi Treadway, who I have no idea who that is. But he's in this photo with Alanis Morissette, so husband? Boyfriend at one point? I don't know. Ryan Reynolds, who's also in this photo with Alanis Morissette.
What? Okay.
Or yourself. And I should say, it says yourself, but it's a photo of Alanis Morissette.
Okay. So it's asking, like,
who would you want to go on a date with?
I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds, and it's because he's married to Blake Lively.
Boy, yeah. What a fun date he's in for.
And I'm a big fan of his wife, so I would go on a date with him.
Tell me more about the person you're cheating on with me.
No, I'd invite her too.
Oh. Do you bill double when you faff two people?
No.
Oh, good. They're in for a deal. Like Ryan Reynolds, very funny guy. I haven't seen much of Deadpool, which like everyone knows him as now, but he was the voice of Pikachu in Detective Pikachu.
I have actually heard of someone I used to work with running into him in the city.
Okay.
I think like a few times actually. And it was a good experience. He's a good person.
Yeah.
Nice, down-to-earth person.
Well, Blake Lively married him.
We keep calling her Blake.
Did you know? I was just saying, did you notice how I also stumbled over her name? That's it. Officially, it's
moving on. Moving
it's,
on.
It's Challenge of the Quizmaster canon. Her name is now Blake Lively. Ryan Reynolds is.
It's a great game changer when the baby
it's great.
Falls asleep. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And is she talking?
Yeah, she's saying mama. She like, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Please. You know what, though? You know what my wife doesn't realize, though? Is that she calls me mama, too.
Ah!
Seriously.
That's very interesting.
She calls me. I have to literally sit her down and tell her that penises don't work that way.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Pick a 90s teen movie heroine. Leah.
Heroine.
Cher from Clueless.
Ah.
Nancy from The Craft.
Okay.
Kat from 10 Things I Hate About You. And Sydney from Scream.
What is Scream?
Scream is the horror movie with Ghostface.
Okay. Never seen it. Never going to.
It's weird that you don't like know it though. Like,
I had an idea, but
okay.
I don't like anything scary, so
you do not. That's true.
I just quickly like move pass. On from that. Yeah,
it's a no from you, dog. Yes,
it's a no from me, dog.
Oh my god, it's like we're doing an actual American Idol because we're each in our homes.
Yes, I love that.
You're lying.
I'm between Kat from 10 Things I Hate About You and Cher.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Aside from Scream, I've never seen any of these movies.
You've never seen Clueless?
No, I watched the show like the Dickens. That's the word I meant to use. Because in part it was always on TGIF around Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And honestly, the one thing I will say is they did a great job of casting for that show, casting someone who looks a lot like Alicia Silverstone. Like, I don't know what the name of the actress from the show, but like, she is like a reasonable approximation of Alicia Silverstone in that movie.
I feel like Clueless is the only thing she like really did too.
Alicia Silverstone?
Is that her name?
The movie? Yeah, that's her. Like, she was, you probably haven't seen this, but in the 90s, George Clooney did a Batman movie called Batman and Robin, and she played Batgirl in that. That's the only other thing I can really remember her being in. She was in a lot of bad stuff, though.
Gotcha. Well, I feel like she's a pretty, like, Cher from Clueless. Mm-hmm. She's pretty iconic, I would say.
Definitely. With her little beamer.
Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm looking up Cher Clueless now.
You're good.
This came out in 95.
Yeah, because the show started in 96.
Wow. I'm going to go with Cher. She is...
She's got everything and she'll give it to you in a second?
She is an icon of our childhood, I guess, if you watched Clueless. And that's what Alanis was as well. Wow. So we're going with Cher.
I'll take it.
Here's where Dion lives. She's my friend because we both know what it's like to have people be jealous of us.
Girlfriend.
And I must give her snaps for her courageous fashion efforts.
Hey, Shan.
Dion and I were both named after great singers of the past who now do infomercials.
Choose an animal, Leah. Question four here. Your options
are... What are they?
I had to burp. I politely moved away from the microphone. Your options are bunny, kitten, puppy, or whatever the hell this is, and I can tell you it's some weird bottom feeder fish.
Ugh.
Precisely. Ugh, like a townie? Yuck.
Who would choose a fish over a puppy?
I mean, fishermen.
I don't even
imagine reeling in your fishing line and it's just like a box full of puppies.
That would be so sad.
Box full of live puppies.
Yeah, but some sicko would have done that in the first place.
It's a little boat. The box is a little boat, and like they're all little puppies dressed up like little pirates.
This has really backfired on you, hasn't it?
I disagree. I'm having a great time in my mind. You haven't seen the puppies in my mind, let me tell you.
Trying to like save the story. It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah. And one of the puppies, he has a little treasure map behind his ear. And there's another puppy and he's got cookies. But not chocolate chip, because that'll kill them all. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the puppy, and hopefully I didn't fish them out of the sea.
Good. But, you know, you'll take a puppy however you can get it.
Yeah.
And that would be a great story to tell.
No.
I think I proved it would be a pretty good story. There were cookies involved. Question five, I believe. How do you drink your coffee, Leah? Black, cream and sugar, frappuccino, or tea? Now, Leah, of course, the correct answer is caramel swirl with cream and sugar. And yes, I want extra sugar.
Extra sugar.
They really don't like you. It's like that is Leah's quintessential Dunkin' order, and every time she orders at a Dunkin',
not extra sugar.
Well, extra sugar
on top of the caramel already being sweet.
Yes, but they will ask her every time as if she doesn't know that caramel is a sweet thing.
It's so annoying.
And like I was kind of like, yeah, that would suck. But like in the back of my head, I'm like, it probably happened once or twice. Every time I order her coffee, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly. And even like at the local one where like they know your face.
That's true.
They have to remember that they ask every single time, but whatever.
Obviously, it's not black.
Obviously.
Cream and sugar or frappuccino?
I mean, I like frappuccinos, but it's not something I would
do on the daily.
On the daily, no. So I'm going to go with cream and sugar, although I'm also trying to, as of lately, steer away from cream. But that's the closest option to accuracy. So.
Yeah, sadly, there's no caramel swirl here.
I know.
Fucking get your shit. I almost said get your shit together, Starbucks. Get your shit together, BuzzFeed. Cream and sugar it is, but also get your shit together, Starbucks.
Yes.
I love Dunkin', guy. What are you talking about?
Where else can I get breakfast and the perfect stocking stuffer?
Want to talk real customers? Kid, that's me. I'm like the mayor of Dunkin'. This is the face of Dunkin' Donuts right there.
Hey, you can't smoke in here, man.
I'm not, Mark. I'm not smoking
You're
in
smoking
here.
You're smoking in here.
It's outside.
Yeah, I come down to Dunkin' every day. Grab a crawler, have an extra large, three parliaments, take a big dump. That's kind of the routine.
I got my seat right over there.
It's douchebag will move when I'm ready.
Question six here. Pick a dessert, will ya?
Guacamole.
I'm not going to your dinner parties. All right, guys. Last course here. I hope everyone enjoyed the cupcake starter. We're having guacamole. And then get the fuck out of my house. Pick a dessert here, Leah. Fruit salad, pie, cake, or ice cream?
Man, up until now, I was like, yeah, fruit salad.
Really?
On dogs, fruit salad. I'm not a cake person.
You're not a cake person.
I'm not a pie person. Yeah, I don't really like, I'm not really like a sweet person.
Agreed.
Except, not really a sweets person. I'm like a dairy person. I love dairy stuff.
You do. Sometimes I'll come over and you'll just be sucking down a cart of half and half.
Nah. Like,
2 quarts down.
No.
No, you do like dairy. Yeah. You do like your dairy. You like your sour cream? You don't like eggs, though. You fucking hate eggs.
I don't hate them.
You're the only person I know that will buy 1 dozen eggs and will eat them one at a time. Like, one egg, and then one egg, and then one egg. It's like you're fulfilling some sort of blood oath that you don't want to do.
Wait. Is that weird?
Yeah, I think most people eat, like, at least 2 eggs. Like, you go to a diner, they give you 2 or 3 eggs. They're not like, all right, here's the egg. How do you want it?
I mean, I'll have, like, 2 if I scramble it.
That's true.
Why would I make like 2 eggs? I would not eat it.
Let me make this clear. I eat...
Because it's not like I'm eating it alone. I have other stuff with it.
That's true. But to be clear, I eat for breakfast most days 5 to 6 eggs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because I'm a big, strong man and I need my...
5 to 6 eggs?
Yeah.
In one sitting?
Yeah, at one time. In one meal. I might go back and finish the dozen in the middle of the day if I'm feeling especially randy.
That's a lot.
Well, now you know how I developed those great pecs of mine.
Those are the eggs.
Those are egg pecs. Pecs like chickens.
Some might call them excellent.
Yes, only some sinister fan of puns, however. I assume you're going with ice cream here?
We're going with ice cream because...
Because you're ice cream crazy?
I'm ice cream crazy.
Like a certain pair of twins would sing about in a really weird video you made me watch
ice
once.
Ice cream crazy. All right.
There's another story of fun with Leah.
No ifs and buts.
I can't.
Or maybe.
So Leah somehow found this like Olsen twins party video on YouTube that she used to watch as a kid, I assume, Leah?
Everyone watched Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Okay. A weird way to say yes, but sure.
They did.
and she made me sit and watch it. I remember Pinata Party also. But me and my love for like classic 50s early rock, I must tell you, not only did I really enjoy the song Ice Cream Crazy, and it's like shaboopin' shaboppin' like arrangement, I did definitely listen to it on my own, and also as far as
you
making
did?
I absolutely did, and as
why?
Far it's a good song, it's a surprisingly good song,
no,
is all I'm saying.
No, it's not.
It would fit very well in the charts in the 1950s. All right, they did a good job on that one. But also, as far as making memes, that is the best video for making memes, because like you got you got like all these like side girls doing like the I can't describe the dance motion, but it's like the scoop arms where, you know, you go up and up.
In the poodle skirts.
Oh, love it.
The whole thing.
What a great time in my life a few months ago. Ice cream it is.
I'm ice cream crazy. No ifs, and buts, or maybes. Ice cream crazy. Cause I'm an ice cream baby.
Choose an instrument, Leah.
These are such weird questions.
They're very generic.
Yeah, how is this going to lead to the answer?
It's not like, which one would you ought to know? What's in your other hand? What's your other
hand
doing?
That would be a good one. That would be a good one.
Let me take this quiz over from here, BuzzFeed. No. Choose an instrument, Leah. We've got piano, drums, guitar, and the beautiful pan flute.
Oh, that's nice.
You won't remember this, but I was trying a couple of months ago to describe to you what a pan flute sounded like, and I was trying to remember a song by a Latin American singer named Carlos Vives. Is it Carlos Vives? I think it is. And I couldn't remember for the life of me, and then I asked Chris, and I was like, what's that fucking song with all the pan flutes? And she told me, and then now that song is on my Spotify favorited songs, because I listen to that all the time also, because it's great. Here's a bit of that. Moralito a mí no me lleva, porque no me da la gana. Upa! Don't you love those pan flutes, Leah?
Are the pan flutes what they played in Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion? Because, like, all I'm hearing right now is the intro to My Heart Will Go On.
Yes, I think that is a pan flute, yeah.
I just watched the Titanic the other night.
You mentioned that, and how did it go?
So good.
I don't think I've ever sat through it all.
You haven't? I've seen it many times. I don't really watch movies more than one time, so the amount of times that I've seen the Titanic is kind of like, it's even crazy to me that I've watched it that many times.
You've mentioned you're afraid of scary movies, though. I figured you'd be terrified of Titanic.
Honestly, like, it gives me such anxiety watching the freaking Titanic.
Well, yeah, because they won't let the poor people out.
No, I mean,
fucking Victor Garber not letting any poor people out.
And when Leonardo DiCaprio is handcuffed to like this pipe on the lower levels, and you just see the water filling up.
Fucking Billy Zane being an asshole.
And then, it's too much.
Enough already, Titanic. We came out 27 years ago. It's
enough.
But yes, piano, drums, guitar, pan flutes.
Oh, man. Yeah, even though we just went on about pan flutes, I'm going to pick the piano because I wish I could play the piano. I love piano instrumentals.
They are very beautiful. I think the thing I love about pianos is the fact that, like, it's one of the only instruments where, like, you don't need other instruments.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine on its own. Like, you can complete a full song just on that. And, of course,
and it will be banging.
Of course, you know that with my preferences in terms of musical icons, I'm also a strong supporter of the piano. I love me some Billy Joel.
I was thinking Piano Man.
That's Billy Joel.
Oh, I always think that's Elton John.
No.
You're right.
But me and Phil also have for like 3 years now been batting around the idea of a Billy Joel podcast called Piano Men, where we go through a different Billy Joel song every episode and talk about it and talk about its like how it came about. And my gimmick was that we would go through every letter of the alphabet and go with a corresponding Billy Joel song.
That sounds like way too much.
Just, I thought there was going to be more to that sentence, but okay. Just sounds like way too much.
Like correlating Yeah, you go through the alphabet?
Yeah, that's so A, you pick a song that starts with an A. Allentown.
Yeah. What
B,
do you do when you get to Z?
He's got a song called Zanzibar.
What about X?
X might be a trouble one. I think for those, I was thinking like we could just like ask fans to pick a different song.
Okay.
Anyway, piano it is. Pick a color, Leah. This is a quick one. Red, green, blue, or yellow. But I do have to tell you that the yellow, for some reason, has a purple background.
What?
That's I don't know weird. Why.
What? Okay, I'm going to pick it anyways.
Yellow?
Yellow with the purple background.
Yellow. Oh, Lakers. Yellow is your favorite color. Pick an emoticon. Sorry, I read that.
Emoticon?
I read that so wrong.
An emoji?
Pick an emotion. I'm real good. Doing real good.
An emoji or an emotion?
An emotion. Clearly, these Smirnoffs are a bit stronger than they lead on. Content? Excited? Pissed off? Stapler?
What?
I'm just giving you the options here.
Stapler?
Yeah.
It's the last one?
It's a red swing line.
Okay, what were the other ones?
Content, excited, or pissed off?
I'm going to go with excited. Who doesn't want to be excited?
That girl from Saved by the Bell, after she took all those pep pills and then she was a little too excited.
Actually, I'm going to go with content.
Oh, I convinced you with my Saved by the Bell reference. Works every time.
Content.
Good.
There's really no rhyme or reason either.
I like to think that you thought about being excited for like 3 seconds. Like, too much work. Content's a nice second gear emotion. It's fine.
Content is more my style.
I don't really have the energy for excited right now.
No. Who does?
And for some reason, the last question on this list, pick a current member of One Direction. Now,
what? Are you serious?
This quiz is from 2015, so One Direction was still a thing. But I'm just going to
have their prime. Their prime time.
Oh, all the high school girls were spending $300 for tickets.
Think I know. Who's in One Direction? There's Harry Styles.
Yes.
There's
Zayn. There's Louis or Louis. There's Liam.
Oh yeah, Liam Payne.
And there's Niall.
Oh yeah, Niall. Oh, I forgot.
He's got a big dumb jaw.
Who was the first guy I said?
Harry Styles.
You know, when I hear the names Harry Styles, Niall Horan, and Liam Payne, I picture the same person.
Three, those famous triplets that we all come to love.
I don't know what they look like. I just picture the one person I know. I only know.
It's weird that their parents gave them different first and last names.
I think it's Harry Styles. But I'm
long hair.
Yeah,
it's Harry Styles.
Okay. I only know him and Zayn.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pick Zayn.
Okay. Wow. Boy, never get into a car with Leah, folks. She loves her left turns. All right. Well, that is the last question here. And now, Leah, we find out which, what is the name of this, which version of Alanis Morissette you are.
I'm so excited.
You got Too Hot Alanis.
What does that mean?
I assume Too Hot was a song of hers.
Is it?
Let's find out right now.
What's the description?
Well, as we all love our BuzzFeed descriptions, you don't even need a last name because you're just so happy to be dancing and opening for Vanilla Ice and jamming to your drum machine. I assume this might have been her first
Ooh.
Album.
Ooh. Licks Finger.
Yep. Actually, how did you manage to read the rest of this description? Licks fingers. Sure, maybe in a few years you'll be a little less peppy and a little more bitter, but for now, you're too hot to stop.
Okay, that was like a bit of a slap in the face, but...
I feel like it's a good comment on you now, though.
Watch out for the future. But there's a quick, like, you'll probably be a little bitter in the future, but enjoy it while you're here.
This was Alanis Morissette's debut album. It was a song on her debut album called Alanis, the song Too Hot, a dance pop and new jack swing song.
Right, sounds just like me.
That's right. Your favorite movie is New Jack City. There's a reference everyone will enjoy, especially the person on the show who definitely knows the movie New Jack City. Right, Leah?
Right.
Great. Well, Leah, I hope you had a little bit of fun learning about Alanis Morissette songs, if nothing else. Do you have anything to plug before we get out of here?
Nope.
Wash your hands. That's what Leah says. Wash your hands, folks.
Wash your hands, people.
Keep 6 feet.
6 feet away, and don't come near me at the grocery store.
That's right. And leave her one of those sweet, sweet Trader Joe's guacamoles.
Ooh, I just bought 3 of them the other day.
Someone's stocking up for a day or two.
Gotta stock up.
Indeed. Stock up on your guacamole. Lee's going to look right past that burn I got on her. As Leah said, wash your hands and be kind to one another, and we will see you in the other realm.